Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Decisions.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy Sports Radio Update. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft won't accept a plea deal being offered by Florida prosecutors in a solicitation case. Kraft's attorneys filed a joint protective order along with 24 men being charged in an attempt to prevent the release of video evidence inside the day spa. Kraft has pleaded not guilty to the charges revealed in late February. The 77-year-old's arraignment hearing is set for March the 28th. Antonio Brown, not the only former Steeler with a beef with Big Ben Roethlisberger. Le'Veon Bell saying Big Ben, quote-unquote, was a factor in the running back leaving the Pittsburgh Steelers for the New York Jets. Bell adding, Ben wants to win, but he wants to win his way, quote-unquote. We'll see how Roethlisberger responds to this. Wednesday night NCAA play-in games all over the board here. We got North Dakota State down to -4.5 versus NC Central. Total in this game, 134. And Arizona State, a two-point favorite against St. John's. The total, 153.5. Duke, UNC, Virginia, Gonzaga, number one seeds. Let's take a look at the regional odds before we start the tournament. Duke was 185 down to 170 to win the East. Gonzaga, +110 to win the Western region. North Carolina tips in at +140 to win the West. And Virginia, they're +120 to win the South. Domingo Santana, Grand Slam. It helped Seattle beat Oakland 9-7 in Japan today in the Tokyo Dome. Ichiro getting a huge ovation from the baseball crazy crowd. Gonzalez the W, Mike Fiers the loss, and Hunter Strickland, he gets saved number one for the Seattle Mariners. Lots of run there, the over hit big. UFC news, bantamweight champion TJ Dillashaw has been suspended 1 year from the New York State Athletic Commission and fined $10,000 for the use of a banned substance. The suspension is retroactive to his January 19th bout with Henry Cejudo back in Brooklyn, NYC, and as a result of the suspension, he now has to relinquish his title belt. NBA news, Nikola Mirotic of the Bucks, he's going to be out 2 to 4 weeks with a left thumb injury. Kyle Lowry out for Toronto tonight in their game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. He has an ankle injury. NBA, busy night, 9 games in the association tonight. Let's take a look at the betting board. Milwaukee, -9 at Cleveland, over under 227. New Orleans at Orlando, Magic -8.5, 224.5. Boston at Philadelphia, good one in the East. Sixers, 3-point faves, 225. Utah, -11.5 on the road against the New York Knicks, over under 209. Washington, -2.5 at Chicago, 231. Houston is -5.5 at the Memphis Grizzlies, 215.5 is your total. Miami taking on San Antonio. Spurs, red hot and a 6-point favorite tonight, 211. Toronto's at Oklahoma City. Thunder, -4.5, 226.5. And Dallas at Portland. The Blazers are 10-point favorites, 217. We also have NIT action going down as well. Harvard at Georgetown. Hoyas -5.5, 152. Toledo taking on Xavier. The Musketeers are -7, 143. Norfolk State at Alabama. Alabama, big favorites here, 15.5, 143.5 is your over-under. Stony Brook in South Florida, the Bulls are -6.5 in this game. Grand Canyon taking on the West Virginia Mountaineers. The Mountaineers are 4.5-point favorites, over-under 150. Central Michigan and DePaul, Blue Demons -5.5, 166.5. Butler and Nebraska, the Cornhuskers, they're 4.5-point favorites, 144.5. And Sam Houston State taking on TCU tonight. NHL news, the Red Wings have given goaltender Jimmy Howard a 1-year extension worth $5.2 million. That's going to keep him off the open market. And is it possible to be the best and worst at something? Well, when it comes to Bruins super pest Brad Marchand, the answer is yes. In an NHL player vote today, he was voted the best and worst trash talker in the National Hockey League. 4 games on the board tonight only. Toronto at Buffalo in the Battle of the QEW. Leafs 145 on the road, 6.5 is your puck line. Tampa Bay -140 at Washington, 6.5 there, over under. Ottawa at Vancouver. Canucks laying 185, total 6. And the Winnipeg Jets are laying -145 at Anaheim, total set for 6 there. Stay tuned, everybody. It's Red Heat and Rage today on the show. We have everything March Madness. Mark Lawrence with the playbook. He'll come by to talk about the tournament with me and Gabe. And our buddy Gamblu steps in too. Everything on the board. Basketball, hockey, baseball, betting boards, DFS, and a whole lot more. So stick around, everybody. It's Red Heat and Rage, hosted by Gabe Morenci, coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage, our radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio network, iHeart, now on YouTube as well. We appreciate you joining us on this Wednesday afternoon. The madness began last night. We got a couple of games on the board this evening in about 2.5 hours' time. Mark Lawrence will join us in a couple of minutes. We'll talk about tonight's contest as well as his spectacular. By the way, it's real and it's spectacular. Mark Lawrence's March Madness newsletter, a wealth of information, data, stats, trends, and everything else in between. So Mark Lawrence will join us. LouGamblou.com. I think Lou's like Kurtz. Lou's got like an NHL playoff bracket, and he's got a big future. And he's already pulled the trigger on the Tampa Bay Lightning. I don't think he's pulling the trigger on March Madness, but he will be pulling the trigger on UFC Nashville. UFC goes to Nashville this weekend. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff to get to on the program. We'll wrap up some loose ends as far as the fast food bracket yesterday and get you caught up to date with a bunch of other stupid stories of the day as well. What's going on, Cam?
Not much, Morency. Yeah, just jacked up for the games tonight, too. It's going to be a wicked night. Not much in hockey, but all the focus on the NCAA. Just finished out my bracket, and I got a couple weird teams in one of them there. Two one-seeds going to the final, but I took a shot with Texas Tech and Houston. Two Texas teams going to the Final Four in one of my brackets, along with Duke and Virginia. So we're going to do that. Talk to Lawrence. It's going to be a great day today, buddy. Hopefully more winners. Congratulations on your night last night. You're on fire.
Yeah, it was a good start for us for the tournament. And we hit the second half of the game last night as well. That's when you know you're hot. When you nail the first half under and second half over, and you're on the right side of the game as well. So we're off to a 5-0 start so far for this NCAA tournament. Yeah, I'll tell you what, this first game up on the board scares the hell out of me tonight, Cam. Yeah, and we're a couple hours away right now, and I still haven't locked anything in. I was already at the FanDuel Sportsbook earlier in the day. I did put my money where my mouth was with the Devils. And I'm not talking about the Jersey Devils. Sun Devils. El Diablos. So, yeah, we put our money where our mouth was. We took the Arizona State Sun Devils in the game. We little sprinkle on Yale tomorrow plus the points. I'll have time to get out to the book, or I'll have time I can get the action in. In other forms, but this first game I didn't play. I got cold feet at the window, Cam. I don't have a extra strong opinion on this game.
That's good. That's actually a good sign. That's progress, Gabe. In the game of life, we talk about if you don't feel it, don't do it. So I guess kudos to you for somebody. Me and you, we'd bet on cockroaches, turtles, rabbits, you know, two mice in a maze, whatever it is, we'll bet on it. But the fact that you just want to save units for the tournament and bet on things that you need, like old Sparky, the Sun Devil, that's cool. But hey, if you don't like the game, don't bet it. I have a slight lean to NC Central in the game when we talk to Big Man on Campus, but I got to be honest with you, who the hell knows what's going to happen in this game? It could go either way. The line's gone from 5.5 to 4.5, and don't really have a strong opinion either way. Small schools, who knows who shows up, right? Look at the Fairleigh Dickinson game. They were getting throttled early, and then the second half with their bigger guys, better point guard play, they took advantage of it.
No, you're exactly right. We saw the game. Listen, we talked about it. We were live on the air, and the total was dead, man. It fell all the way. The total was 148.5, 149.5. It fell all the way to like 130 in game. They were offering me like $12. I said, no, screw you and your $12. We hung it up. The game sailed over the number when it was all said and done. Game time decisions continues.
O'Reilly. Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out,
Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Rage Radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, as we attempt to track down Mark Lawrence. I am Gabriel Morenci, throwing it down here. Cam Stewart, throwing it down in Toronto or in New York, New Jersey. March Madness has begun. A strong start last night. Talking about this first game up, it's going to be a tricky one. We have North Dakota State and North Carolina Central.
It just reeks.
It really does.
Like that game, that's odor. Like, you know, you talk about our foot odor problem. Like, that game, swamp foot. Like, it's just a bad, bad basketball game. If you have supreme edges on this game or know something that anyone, like, wow, I guess you're absolutely a college basketball maven. We have edges, Gabe. I guess we can bet it with the line movement in the game, but, you know, we'll see. Maybe Mark has a pick in this one, and it's tough to take. I know Big Man was talking about NC Central, how he liked them in this spot, but we're getting 4.5, not 5.5 anymore, so people are betting these guys.
Yeah, and, you know, when in doubt, I guess you figure why not take the underdog, right? You know, you're in doubt, you're getting some points. It's a classic example. It's offense versus defense, in which, and North Dakota State weren't a great offensive team this year, but digging in, and I can't pretend that I watched the last 8 North Dakota State games, but I can tell you I do know they average like 77 points a game. For one reason or another, they lit it up offensively out of nowhere. And if you recall, it was pretty much like a week and a half ago that we were on the air, and I think Big Man on Campus was with us, and we all went down in flames. We had Nebraska-Omaha.
Right. Omaha, that's right.
Yeah. Nebraska-Omaha, we're like, they were like 3.5, 4-point favorites in that game. And North Dakota State ambushed them and beat them by like 10. So North Dakota State have gotten hot at the right time of the year. You know, you could argue, all right, who plays a tougher schedule and conference? I would have to say North Dakota State and I believe it's the Summit League, Cam. So I think North Dakota State's going to win the game, but I'm really not in a hurry to be laying 4.5, 5 points with them.
Yeah, nor am I. And I don't think we want to do that, Morenci. I think you like the other game. So there's no reason to say, well, okay, well, I stopped at the window. Something didn't feel right to me. It might have been heartburn, acid reflux, but one thing was for sure, you didn't like this game. Maybe you like the other game more, and you could sprinkle a little bit more units on it. You know, less games, more money, if you're feeling it that way, and that might be a good trend. The second game is very tough as well. We know Arizona State, I think, is an all-around better team. I think the Pac-12, everyone rips on them all the time, how much they blow, how much they suck, and every year they have one or two teams that actually surprise. Actually, I found a prop. Their win total for the tournament game, 1.5. 1.5, and they have three teams there, so it's something I might be betting the over. This article that I read said the under was a lock. I'm not sure it is. I think we can maybe get two wins out of these teams, and you know, we'll see. But St. John's does have, once in a while, they can light it up. They go really hot and they run really cold, as you saw live.
Well, that's exactly right. And these games, you know, they're almost, and you talked about it, they're almost the opposite. They really are. Like, if you look last night, like, if a team can't shoot threes, they'll shoot threes. If a team can't score, they'll score. If a team plays good defense, they'll give up 80. And, you know, we see it. We saw it last night. Prairie View A&M, these guys couldn't hit, like, water from a boat normally. All right? Last night, they were 8 for 12 in the first half from three-point line.
I know.
They started out the second half hitting their first two. It was like they were 10 of 14. Like, Steph Curry's not 10 of 14. Like, kids were throwing, like, fadeaways and, like, they were just bombing.
It was
and
ugly,
everything was going in. And it was like, wow, these guys just can't miss. And you know, normally during the regular season, these kids shot like 25%, 26%, I believe, from three-point land. Yet they tore it up last night. So you almost have to expect, like, the opposites to happen in these games. But tonight's a weird one in the sense of that, because North Carolina Central can't score. Like, they don't score. Like, they won their game 50-47. I think they scored like 15 points and a half once in their conference tournament last week. Like, they're really, really offensively challenged. All right? So North Dakota State is going to have the advantage offensively. At NC Central do play good defense. Let's bring in Mark Lawrence right now. Playbook.com. We congratulate Mark on another spectacular Playbook March Madness newsletter. Great work, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing really great, Gabe. How you doing?
Always a pleasure, Mark. Thanks. Thanks for joining us. So, I was going over the newsletter, and I thought I was done, but I had to keep scrolling because I saw, oh, you broke down the NIT, and then I was like, I had to keep scrolling a little more. You broke down the CBI, the CIT, the College Insider, and everything else. You figured, why not, right? Remember, Mark, the good old days, you only had to do the NIT, little NIT blurb, March Madness. But now, you know, newsletter, you got to do like six damn tournaments.
It's unbelievable. You have to do almost every team in college basketball because it seems like that's how many are playing in the postseason these days. But, you know, I got a great staff here, and everybody just works overtime, burns the midnight oil, and really does a great job helping to put that newsletter together.
Well, you guys really do, and, you know, I was on ESPN Radio, and in fact, I think I'll be on in 12 minutes, guys. So we're taking over the airwaves. It's already taped, so I won't be leaving. we already taped it, but I did a radio hit with ESPN Florida earlier in the day, and, you know, I was talking about the tournament, and I had to bring up the ingredients and what it takes, Mark, and I gave you a plug, and I said, listen, you guys got to check out playbook.com and a newsletter to get the wealth of information as far as the tournament is concerned. I thought this year, Mark, doing it myself, and it takes hours to do. So I'm looking up this and, all right, these guys' schedule and this team and that team and breaking it all down. I really didn't think there were going to be a lot of teams on the list. And I knew Duke was. I knew North Carolina was going to be. After crunching the numbers, I realized that Kentucky was on the list. I don't look at Kentucky as a national championship team, but they meet the criteria, as do Sparty and as do the Tennessee Volunteers.
Yeah, you can't argue with the numbers, Gabe. You know, those eight elite elements have had, and if you go back the last 18 years, 17 of them have been a national champion. So out of that group of five, there's a pretty good chance that one of those five will end up being cutting down the nets this season here. And, you know, there were some teams that I wanted to see on that list that I want to bet because I bet them in futures. But bottom line here is that we're talking largely about the pedigree, the blue bloods of college basketball, and they check all the boxes. And when they do, we end up with five teams this year.
And a couple of teams, Cam. One of them, Cam's all over the Virginia Cavaliers. I know he's got some futures on the Cavs.
They don't score enough points. They don't.
Michigan doesn't score enough points. Gonzaga don't come out of a power conference, Mark. And the last team to win from a non-power conference, UNLV, back in 1990.
Yeah, you're going back a ways there. UNLV was most likely, I'm going to guess, Tarkanian, the running Rebs back then, powerhouse basketball team they had. And, you know, it reminds me, there was a song that I used to love as a kid growing up, and it was Liberty Valance was the song, and they talked about out of the wild west. So whenever the NCAA tournament started, UNLV was involved. I would hear that song in the background playing, the Running Rebs out of the West.
Yeah, Running Rebs haven't been part of the tournament in a little while now.
Maybe Rick
Pitino will take the program over.
Well, that would be fitting.
Yeah, that's the word. You know, that was the rumor, at least. That's what they were saying. But he's in Greece right now.
Well, is he still playing in Greece with that team? Are they still playing? Yes.
Yeah. He's coaching. He just won the championship, and that's why he won't be at the game tomorrow. Leading into tomorrow, so we have, of course, Rick Pitino's kid. Is the coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. They're taking on Louisville, and Pitino's suing Louisville, and it ended very ugly. So it's the big ooh, the son gets revenge for the father game. So everyone's wondering, is Rick Pitino going to be there? No, he's not. His team is actually playing in Greece. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll talk more March Madness with Mark Lawrence.
Make it rain. With the Johnnies and the Sun Devils, Mullen versus Hurley, though, in a coaching matchup. That's pretty cool, especially for people in the New York City area.
Remember, right?
Mullen there with St. John's, and obviously Hurley, you know, the Hurley family and coaching here in Jersey is a big deal. I'll say that. Coaches dominate in college basketball. We know about Izzo and Boeheim, you know, and Coach K. Yeah. But Mullen versus Hurley as a coaching matchup, that should be on the marquee.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network. Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to MonmouthPark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Decision. Red Heat Rage, our radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. My big melon's like blocking the building. I don't know which way to move. I think that's a little
bit. My pumpkin head's a hell of a lot bigger than yours, Gabe. I don't know what I'd do with my melon there. You wouldn't see anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sitting in the same spot as I was sitting yesterday. I don't know what's different. Something's different right now. It's kind of pissing me off. To be honest. All right. You know what it is, actually? Mike Cardano was here yesterday adjusting the levels of the camera, the height.
Oh, yeah, the tints, the heights, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The height. Yeah, there we go. That's better. I guess we'll sit like because what's the point of me sitting, you know, with a nice skyline if my head is blocking the skyline?
Excellent
But nevertheless,
point.
We'll worry about this after. But these things piss me off. Mark Lawrence with us, playbook.com. So, Mark, let's get into tonight's basketball games. Me and Cameron was talking about it earlier. Ooh, this is a tough one. You want to talk about ugly dogs, Mark. Yeah, here we go. NC Central and North Dakota State. The Bison takes on NC Central. What do you make of this one? This is the old clothespin game.
Yeah, this is a real clothespin game, no question about that, Gabe. You know, it's tough because we don't keep a handle on these teams all basketball season long. All we can do is kind of look at what they did and where they've been before. If you're talking about North Dakota State football team, then we can talk another story. You know, they won 7 of the last 8 FCS championships, but this is basketball we're talking about here. Small lean here to NC Central in the contest here. The problem here, you're looking at the teams out of the MEAC are 2-14 their last 16 games inside the Big Dance. And, you know, the one time that North Central was in this tournament, they lost to Marshall by 8 points, or I should say they lost to Marshall by 8 points this basketball season here. So bottom line here, tough call for me. It's a game I'll be watching, certainly not playing.
Yeah, and Mark, even the other one, like, it's very tough. Like, you look at these games, St. John's had some big wins. Gabe went to a game where they couldn't throw it in the ocean. Arizona State had kind of a down year for them, but they played good in the conference tournament, losing in overtime to Oregon, Mark. So, very interesting spot in both of these games, too. St. John's a little bit disappointing down the stretch. Arizona playing better. What do you make of this one, Mark? This one could probably be a one-possession game, too. It's pretty tight.
Yeah, it's a tight basketball game. Looking at Arizona State, you know, unfortunately they come out of that pathetic 12 conference, and you know that's been a wrap against these teams in this national NCAA basketball tournament here. In fact, last year 3 teams from the Pac-12 went into the NCAA tournament. They were all 1-out. Nobody won. Nobody covered for the Pac-12, and they didn't do much better this season. During the offseason. Now, you look at St. John's, they got out to that great start this basketball season here, but the truth of the matter is they really bottomed out themselves as well coming in. But bottom line to me is look at the game here. You look at Johnny's against the Pac-12, they've had a pretty good record, 4-0 straight up end of the number coming into the game here. I think the pressure's all on Bobby Hurley and Arizona State in this contest here. I can't do it laying points with them. I'm going to hold my nose here once again, grab the points with the Red Storm.
A lot of holding going on here. Penalties.
Yeah, a lot of holding. A lot of odor. A lot of odor and clothespins and bad stuff.
Dogs. Like a fart. It's like a fart. This is another intriguing dichotomy game to me here. You know, with St. John's. The question is, you can make a case at both sides here, Mark, in which you could say, well, St. John's are, you know, they faded down the stretch. They weren't as good as their lofty record was to start the season. You know, they started out 12-0, whatever, and everything else is sort of a mirage. The wins against Villanova, suddenly, you know, not so impressive. Doesn't look so good. But then you could say, Mark, and how do you feel about it? You got a team coming off a 32-point ass-whooping on a national stage in the world's most famous arena. You know, that's, you know, they should come out breathing fire tonight, right? Like early in this basketball game. And how will the West Coast team handle the trip to the Midwest is another thing that has to be in the conversation.
I think it does. You know, that and the fact that you look at the last six times Pac-12 teams have been in this tournament and laid points, they lost five of those games straight up. I just don't think they're worthy of being favorites in this NCAA tournament here. Red face embarrassment always works well for basketball teams here. And there's one thing Johnny's did well is they played better against better teams this year. In the 12 games they played against teams that had a 666 or better record, they won eight of those 12 games. So I'm going to look for Chris Mullin to step it up a little bit here tonight against the Sun Devils.
Hurley versus Mullin, Cam.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, it's just like the guys we grew up with, too. No, I think it's fantastic. I think that game, it's going to be hard to peg, Morenci, because it's what we talked about before. Like you said it, the opposites happen. North Carolina A&M can't shoot. All of a sudden, these kids are hitting threes like they're Duke. It's unbelievable. And then the other game, too, it's just very, very odd. Opposite things seem to happen. Mark, I know the recipe that you put together, it's a very, very good recipe. Always comes out perfect, never a flaw. But is there a team that you look at, I guess, that didn't make the recipe that you think could be a very good sleeper, a team to keep an eye on when you crunch all the numbers through your database?
Well, you mentioned that. The good thing you mentioned that, Cam, because we talked about those Elite Eight elements and some teams I wanted to see. There are some teams that I wanted to see that came close were the Houston Cougars. You know, out of the AAC, they just missed, I believe, one point of criteria of not making it. I think it was their schedule. They didn't face a top 75 schedule this year, and it's probably because of the conference in which they play in. Another sleeper team that I think can make a little bit of noise in this tournament is going to be Nevada, a team that was ranked in the top 10 to start the season and lived there most of the year. They played up to the billing and then stubbed their toe the last week or so of the basketball season here. They got a lot of cohesiveness and experience there. They had three starters back from last year, two transfers come into the team to join the team, and I think Nevada can make a little bit of noise this year as well.
Yeah, so yeah, we brought it up earlier. So the teams that – some of the contenders that people are talking about in this tournament that didn't make the list, Virginia don't score enough points. They don't score 73 points a game. Michigan don't score 73 points a game. Gonzaga – the conference that they play in. How about Texas Tech, Mark? How close to Texas Tech? How many things did Texas Tech have against them?
You know, it might have been the coaching. I'm not 100% certain here, Gabe. But
good point. Has it been a six tournaments, right? Yeah, six tournaments in an Elite Eight.
Yeah, and I think that could have been the criteria for them. You know, they came apart a little bit in the end here, too, and you know, we're the number one seed, or Kansas State might have been in the Big 12 tournament, but arguably maybe the best team inside the Big 12. But nonetheless, they don't qualify here as well. So, you know, other teams, you know, that you thought might have been there, you mentioned them. You think maybe perhaps Purdue, but Painter hasn't been there. He hasn't been there enough in his career for Purdue. They came pretty close. Their numbers did a little bit surprising. I didn't think they would be that close, but they were. And, you know, looking up and down at everybody else, I think everybody is spoken for, you know, for the teams that came close, didn't make it. Villanova here, obviously, defending national champions. Jay Wright's done a lot of good things with this basketball team, but their numbers just weren't quite there this basketball season.
Mark, looking at tomorrow's slate, some of these trendy games. So LSU's a trendy LSU and Yale's a trendy game. Yale opened up at 9.5, sitting at 7.5 right now. It's settled in a 7.5. I called a shot. You know, I got to call some upset along the way. So I'm saying New Mexico State wins the game outright against Auburn. And I said this a couple of days ago, and I said, you know what? They're going to go to the Sweet 16. New Mexico State beats Auburn. Then they beat Northeastern or Kansas. And, hell, Northeastern might be able to beat Kansas, actually. That's going to be a battle for the Jayhawks. I just don't like the trendiness of this now, Mark. And I know I was pleased to see that you like the Aggies as well. But it sucks, doesn't it, that it was 7.5, 8. Now it's down to 5.5.
Yeah, it's getting beat up pretty good, this basketball game. It's probably because of Kansas being a little bit overrated this season here. But I'm with you, Gabe. When I filled out my bracket at CBS Bracket Challenge, I do have New Mexico State making it to the Sweet 16 in this tournament here, pulling the upset number one and then knocking Kansas down in the next round as well. It's a basketball team that has won 19 games in a row. I believe they won 58 games the last 2 years running here. So there's a lot of confidence, a lot of experience for that basketball team. So keep an eye on them. They were our upset special in the basketball newsletter this week. And I think they have all the makings to do just that, to be a surprise team in this conference, in this tournament.
And Mark, Gabe, I don't know if this is good for you, buddy, being a Wolverine fan, but just looking at the playbook and breaking down the numbers, Mark, the big grizzly bear, the Montana Grizz, you're thinking maybe, hey, Michigan, you're a 2 seed, Montana's a 15 seed, but just looking at the numbers, Mark, you think this one might be pretty damn close.
Yeah, I think this could be a real close basketball game here. Michigan was in a war with Michigan State and probably to a man felt they were going to win that game. And they looked awfully good with about 2 minutes to go in the game. You know, but they unraveled like a cheap suit down the stretch, did Michigan. Might be a little bit difficult getting up for them, but, you know, a couple of factors here. Number one, the offense lacking a little bit here for Michigan. Number two, they beat Montana in the first round of this tournament here last year, and that's pretty fresh revenge, if you will. Montana is what we call a double champion dog. That's a team that won their conference during the regular season. They won their conference tournament, and they're a dog to a team that did neither. So those are pretty live dogs in first-round games here in Montana. Plus the points, I think they could take Michigan right down to the wire here.
Yeah, and if you read the playbook, you can purchase the playbook over at playbook.com, the newsletter. Teams that won their regular season conference and then their conference tournaments, they're the real deals, the dual threats. Yeah, Michigan could have their hands full. Mark Loris. Mark, congratulations. Great playbook. We encourage people to check it out. You can get it on your mobile device as well, the Playbook Cube edition. Always a pleasure, Mark. Enjoy the tournament. We'll speak next week.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Radio continues. We're now officially exactly 2 hours. And counting to tip off of this stellar matchup between North Carolina Central and North Dakota State. And Mark Lawrence says, don't bet this game. I was at the sports book and I didn't have the heart to bet the game at the window, but he asked me anything else. I was like, no. I walked out, no. And Cam doesn't really seem to have an ultra-strong opinion about this game.
No, I don't, Gabe. It's funny. I did the old walk to the drugstore to see the female version of Shane today to put in...
The walk of shame.
Yeah, it was the walk of the walk of Shane, or the walk of shame, as it were. Went in there to get the old pay save card. There's a lot of activity, yeah.
What did you get, $250?
Yeah, get $250, I did the max.
Or you did two? You get two of them, or one of them?
Oh, just one. I just did the one $250. Doing anything less is just stupid with the fee that you pay. But the same thing. The guy's like giving me the. It's unbelievable. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, is this some kind of like drug thing? No, it's like for an online account. People think because I whip out the money, right? And I got five fifties, and the guy's looking at me like he's giving me this, staring a hole through me. I'm like, buddy, it's just like a pay save. I don't know what it is about that. I think. The people who work at those institutions think it's like for drug deals or something like that. I don't get it. Maybe the clientele that buy it aren't the nicest looking folk.
They just think they either think like you're a loser gamer, you're up to some sort of weird black market, like shady type of online purchase that you don't want anyone knowing about. Like, but the thing is, like it's like you said, it's in the damn post office. It's the mainstream company. Like the company PaySafe actually makes their money off of pretty much gamers. That was the deal. Like, why do people need that? Who would buy it? And if you look at the official PaySafe website, it's compatible with all these gaming sites. So you got to pay for stuff, right? Oh, you want to get the premium game. You got to get this. You got to get that. You got to, $3.99, $2, $6, like the apps and all that type stuff too, the game apps. You don't see too many of those TV commercials, those game apps anymore, but you're right. Look, I tried to buy $2,000 in cards once. So I said, $2,000. I was like, they're $250. I said, give me eight of them.
Yeah.
And Shane was like, whoa. He's like, oh, I can't do that, sir. What do you mean you can't do that?
Yes, I can.
I said, and then I said, he goes, you can only get 1,000 at once. And I said, well, what difference does it make, Shane, if I just come back in 5 minutes then at once?
Oh, yeah, go grab a drink, come back. Said, yeah, exactly.
I said, there's nothing like I said. I was like, whatever. So after he gives it to me, I told you, he goes, here you go, buddy. He goes, I don't know what you got going on here, but here you go.
What do you mean?
I don't know what you got going on here. Like, what do you mean? Like, I'm coming into a post office to buy your currency. I don't know what you got going on here, buddy, but here's your $1,000. It's like,
I know there's people picking up more mysterious packages, and I'm the guy who's getting the stink eye.
I hated that, though. I hated it. It really was the walk of shame because you're only going when your account is done, right? Like, so for me, it would represent, so it would make me in a worse mood when I was in line because it wasn't like I was there because I was winning. I was there because I lost and I need to refill.
Actually, I was there because it was, I did well. I rode your picks last night, but I've already put in my golf bets. And I put, Gabe, I go top 20s and stuff. So that 280, 300, it's out the door, right? So now we need a refuel. Basically, I went from unleaded gasoline being the PGA Tour to the high octane, which is the NCAA tournament. I needed to refuel.
All right, Cam, we'll get into the games, and we all have bad bets. We've all been there with bad bets before, and bad beats, and bad endings. No Robert Kraft happy ending for a degenerate gambler more often than not. Yet, how about this for a bad beat? This might be the worst beat I've ever seen, actually, or heard of. It was a soccer game. It was in Bolivia, and one team had 54 shots on goal in a soccer game.
That's insane.
When France won the World Cup, they had nine shots on goal. You know what I mean? 13. A Brazil, a France, we'll get, 9, 15, 13, 11. You know, remember when Greece actually beat Portugal, they had one shot on goal and they won on it.
It went in.
Yeah, exactly. They had a few other, they had seven attempts, but they were all blocked or missed the net. No. These guys had 54 shots. All right, this is Europa League, too. So this isn't a bunch of dudes in a park. So it's Europa League game against a Venezuelan team. The Venezuelan team had possession of the ball for 79% of the game. They had 54 shots, all right? They had 54 shots.
Unbelievable.
The other team had 6 shots and won the game 1-0.
Unbelievable. That sucks.
That sucks. And you know, this is Europa League, so you know there's some guy out there that did lose on this and go, can you believe it? Like his girlfriend in Venezuela is telling him, you just lost all our money, and, she's freaking out. He's like, baby, 54 shots on goal. They didn't score once.
She doesn't care. She doesn't care. It's just about the results, Morenci. You know the way it goes.
And this happens in hockey often. Like he said, it happens in hockey.
Oh, dude, 45 shots to 18, you lose 3-2. It happens every night. Trust me, you get a hot tender, you're done. That's what I really worry about with hockey.
I lost $600 in the Olympics at 4 a.m, bro. I had a good first, I was winning with the Olympic hockey games, but then the stupid game after the big team came on. It was and after we have the Czech Republic versus Norway or whatever the hell it was. I think it was Norway, actually. And you know what? I don't know what the hell I bet against Norway for. But anyways, I think it was the Czech Republic. It was in the Olympics, the last Winter Olympics. And, Cam, it was the same thing, dude. It was the exact, I swear to God, man. The Czech Republic outshot the Norwegians in the first two periods of play. It was literally 26-4 type thing. The goalie was Tretiak, bro, on Norway. Ding, ding, he was stopping everything and... And it was crazy. And I was eventually we'll score. I was eventually the puck will go in. After 40 minutes and 0-0, I knew I was screwed. And you know what happened? The classic jackass on Norway does a little floating wrist shot from the blue line. Oh, weird bounce. Goes in. Lost the game 1-0, Cam. Lost the game 1-0.
Trust me, Morenci. I told you, I had that golf tournament last week. And my guy's on 18. He has a 2-foot putt that he was pissed because he just, I don't know, because maybe he made a charge down the stretch and then he bogeyed. So he didn't really care and he missed a 2-foot putt. So he finishes 6th, top 5 get money. Those are $480 swings, right? When you got a guy at 110-1 in the tournament and he finishes 6th, not 5th. And you know what the book that we go, Mr. Green, those guys pay pretty good for those T5s. You know what I mean? They give you it's a fair percentile. So I'll tell you, man, that happens to me every week, every tournament, every hockey game. If you bet enough, you're going to get screwed. It's that simple.
Yeah. That's
true.
That's the moral of the story. And that's why I always say hockey and soccer are similar to me. They really are because of that.
It's very true.
You can dominate, and if you don't put the ball or the puck in the net, you're screwed. Right, you just feel it. You feel it. Same thing in football. You'll see it with field position. You know what I mean? If you get inside the red zone 2 times in a row, 3 times in a row, and you only get a field goal out of it, or you get 6 points, and it's whatever, dude. You're inside the red zone 3 times. Next thing you know, you're down 7-3, right? And you end up losing. You end up playing from behind for the rest of the night. All right. I see we got our main man Bob in the home of the Vermont Catamounts. I said Bob's got to bring it hard today.
Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Bob?
Hey, guess what? Giants are pretty dumb again. You know what they just did? They just had dinner with Hackens last night.
And what's
wrong
with that?
They're not going to sign him, why take him out to dinner?
Well, we don't
know. Does that make sense to you?
Nah, the thing is, I said this.
You know, he'd be like on some kind of cush, isn't he, or something?
I said,
You know what the crazy thing is, Gabe? I'm actually watching between Golf Channel and I had the NFL Network up before the basketball game.
Yeah.
And he showed Haskins Pro Day. He was throwing darts, Brent. He actually looked really, really good. Guys said he was doing a hell of a lot better. And if he drops to the Bengals, so be it. Remember, imagine that Ohio State guy going to Cincinnati. That could change everything. If the Giants don't pick him, the Bengals are sitting there going, oh, my God, these other teams don't need a quarterback. Boom, they'll pounce, Bob. And then all of a sudden, they might not be stupid pussycats anymore. They're going to be cats with teeth.
Yeah, they said they're not interested in him, though. And then also, I'm taking St. John's tonight.
We don't know that. That's the whole thing.
St. John's is going to win tonight.
At this time of the year, NF and Bob, at this time of the year, there's all kinds of misinformation out there. The Giants put it out there, oh, we don't like the guy. We're not interested in him. We're not meeting with him at all. The story was 48 hours ago that the Giants haven't scouted Dwayne Haskins, have no interest in Dwayne Haskins. 48 hours later, they're eating dinner with him. Right? Yep. So.
No, that's I understand.
It's pretty clear.
I got a question for you.
Hold on, Bob. It's pretty clear.
Oh, okay.
You asked me a question. Let me answer the question, Bob. So it's pretty clear that the Giants put that out there to make people, no, we don't like him. And they do like him. Or they, that doesn't mean they're going to take him. But. That's the way it works. You know what I mean? You're not going to tell everybody, oh, yeah, we like this guy. We're thinking about drafting him. It's all lies, misinformation. It's lies and
right. No, I understand where you're coming from. Do you know TVG at all? You know, you gamble on the horses.
I play horses.
How do the people over there get their money? Is it from their own pocket or what? Do you know how those people get it?
How do they
What's
get
the question?
Money?
What, like how,
you
what,
know,
when
like
they win?
They give you, like, their their ticket. Where do they get their money from? Is it their own pocket or is it from TVG itself?
It's from the racetrack. Like, the betting public puts it in, but
TVG,
the racetrack also. They get a percentile. They get a percentile, too, like the tracks do, and then people feed into a pool. And then when you go in, like, a stakes race, you have to put up money, Bob, to put your claimer in there to win the pool, right? That's the thing. Like, if you look at horse racing, they're like 20,000 claimer, 100,000, 300,000. It's different for every type of grade, race, track, whatever. It's very complicated, horse racing. Gabe will tell you, we owned a horse.
No.
It's a complicated business.
No, the people who work for TVG. They work
people
for TVG.
Yeah,
they don't have nothing.
TVG.
Like, they're a broadcaster.
They're not
playing
the bets.
You know, they're not, they're not doing
nothing. Yeah, but do they use their own money or do they use the TVG's money?
Oh, that's actually a good question, Bob. Now I understand your point. So you're talking about the handicappers on TVG if they're betting
with
their
handicappers.
Own money.
Yeah, the handicappers. That's what it's called. Yeah.
You know what it is, Gabe? Each guy usually has, like, they don't get paid or whatever. They have people who, like, will go to their service, and some guys just do certain tracks. Like, you have Serling and these other guys do Aqueduct. Then there's another guy with the Shades. He does Tampa Bay Down. Shades Plays, they call him. Then there's other
those
guys.
Those guys aren't really betting. They're not really playing, Bob. A lot of those guys are giving you picks, but they're not really betting the picks.
But they have their ticket on it. They have their ticket underneath what they pick. Some people bet, like, $50. Some people bet $1.
Then probably their own money. Then they're just
their own money. Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
TVG doesn't give them money to bet. Hell, that'd be amazing. That'd be the best.
Oh, okay. That's what I put it.
Network? You think they give us money to bet football games with?
Yeah. When we lose, do we get refunds, Bob, from the brass here? It'd be great. I'd have a hell of a lot more money.
I know. Gabe, me and my brother coming down to visit you soon, okay?
We've heard that before, Bob.
I know, but this is spring. This is the first day of spring, guys. I'm excited.
All right. So you said you're on St. John's
tonight,
right?
Yeah, we could drive down there, and then we'll bring in pizza for you. Remember that. I still owe you pizza.
Yeah. So you're on St. John's tonight?
And I like that girl you had on today. She was very smart of what she picked, that girl.
Like any girl.
Does she work with the press sometimes, too?
Yes. All right, Bob. He likes the girl. He'd like any girl that we've had.
Anybody with a heartbeat. And like,
yeah.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Game time decisions. Red Heat Rage Radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And, you know, me and Cam have spoken in the past before about how if, you know, criminals would like it if we were cops or judges, or like if I'm ever on a jury. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, if you, anyone wants to put me on a jury, like, I'd basically side with the defendant most of the time, probably. But here's a classic case here, Cam. I see. I just tweeted this out. The guy looks just like he looks just like Bane from the Batman movie. Ex-Marine who blew up Bronx neighbor's car gets 10 years in prison. A former Marine who once provided security for Mad Dog Mattis got 10 years behind bars on charges that including blowing up his Bronx neighbor's car. I'm thinking 10 years is a little extreme, Cam, for blowing up your neighbor's car. Or am I? What do you think?
I agree. I think 10 years is, I've seen white collar criminals on American Greed. Dude, I watched an American Greed where a guy had a peanut factory. He gave everyone salmonella. A lady died because of it, whatever. He got like a few years in jail. That's the thing, man. I'll tell you something. These white collar crimes where you own companies, it's a whole different world than if you're a regular citizen, whatever. You will do 1/10 the time.
Nobody was hurt in the incident.
I would have given him a couple. It is a bomb, so I, or like blew up. That's kind of dangerous. I would have given him a couple years, 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, but not so. Let's with the full story. So, he got into an argument over a parking spot with his neighbor.
Yep.
So one day he decided, and his neighbor pulled a gun on him.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah,
now he's got a really good case.
Pulled a gun on him over a fight over a parking spot in front of their respective homes. He then built a bomb. He's an Iraqi veteran, war vet, Marine. They state that he knew how to build like very like over the top bombs.
Smart guy.
He made a homemade bomb which contained nails, and he fitted it with a butane tank. He then placed it under his neighbor's car and set it off with a remote control. So maybe.
But I got to be honest with you. The neighbor pulled a gun on him. So as a defense lawyer, you'd say, listen, this wouldn't have happened if the guy didn't instigate the contact. I got to give him still, I'm thinking 2 to 3 years. It's 10 still too much for me. And the other guy didn't die. Am I crazy? Maybe.
Prosecutors also found a teddy bear in his home stuffed with 3 grams of cocaine.
Wow. Teddy bear.
It looks like they found some Xanax, too.
Uh-oh.